Okay, well, here we go again with this morning podcast, people. Okay, well, how about these people is trying to force our children, first of all, to take a vaccine shot, which, okay, cool, all right, the children should probably be safer as they can, but these people making this disease, bro, whatever this thing is. And so whatever it is, they just pretty much said, all right, well, if you not going to do it, then we're going to send all your kids back to school. And, you know, while we know this virus out here, and force them to have to take the virus when some of them, you know, something happened to somebody, damn child, at, you know, at one of them schools. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there. And I'm like, well, hold on now. You going to send the kid back to school? You just said this shit kill the kid. Then you just said that the dang on virus is hospitalizing children and, you know, and hurting children or whatever, just as well as adults above the age of 12. But you saying you're going to send the high school kids back to school? That's crazy. What you sending them back to school for? It's like, what the hell? Don't the damn stuff killing people is a virus. It's hurting people. People need to stay in one spot. What the hell they moving for? Just let them stay still until they gone by the business. What the fuck y'all keep moving for? Be still. Hey, let's go make some money. Folks dropping off. The shit spread and keep your ass still. Don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Government send them folks some money so they stay still. And give them some bleaching supplies. Folks saying ain't even no bleaching supplies nowhere. Where the bleach supplies and stuff at? They're taking all that time to get bleach supplies, but you selling cars and shit with all these folks touching their hands all over these cars and stuff. You sell them that without no dang on bleach supply to clean it with and talking about a virus spreading. Come on, man. Wake up, man. Okay, today's podcast is about this virus. Yes, it's different when it makes you get in the fight. You know what I mean? That's different then. It's a lot different when you're like, all right, now you started something, you pushed the wrong buttons, you're gonna touch me. You know what I mean? I'll leave my area alone because now it's time to fight in my area. So it's like, all right, now boom, what are we going to do? And I feel like Will Smith, but day one on the my fight for against the Delta virus. I mean, pretty much this. Okay, your body is already set up to beat whatever virus anyway. So your T cells pretty much are built, or they are created to learn. Like, if they gotta keep fighting over and over and over and over, your T cells don't stop fighting. They fight over and over and over and over and over. That's where they stop fighting, when it's over. I mean, if your immune system give up. You see what I mean? Okay, first you gotta have, okay, first of all, this is why I see, right? Okay, your B cells and your your B cells and your T cells are pretty much the right hand and the left hand in a boxing match. You know what I mean? They're like your right hand and your left hand in a boxing match, right? Whether you put whichever, you know, left or right. Okay. But I would start with your B cells or whatever. And I'll say your B cells is like the rock, okay? Because that's your immune. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the king of the chessboard or whatever. Those are your B cells. they're like the king of the chessboard. So they have to stay healthy. They have to stay protected because that's your pretty much your immune system. You know what I mean? Okay, so lots of vitamins. But okay, I'm going to tell you my. Just listen to what I'm saying here. Okay, so boom. Okay, so as long as your B cells stay healthy, no matter what, your T cells are going to learn sooner or later how to win the fight because they was built like that. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Your T cells is like a super fighting computer. Like, it's going to figure you out. You know what I'm saying? If it got to figure you out all the way down to the last little microbe or whatever, or the last little amino acid, that's, you know what I mean? So pretty much to keep your immune system cranking, or to keep it pumping, or to keep the blood flowing in your immune system, or to keep your immune system with sight, or to keep your immune system hearing or alert, or whatever, to keep your immune system pumping and alive, no matter what, until your T cells learn how to win the fight, because they're going to learn how to win the fight. It was created to learn how to win the fight. And once they learn how to win a little piece of the fight, see, this is how they win, because your T cells fight, and as long as they win a little piece of the fight at a time, they create little memory cells to remember how they did that and how they won that little piece and how they won that little piece and how they won whatever little piece until they figure out how to beat the battle. You know what I mean? They'll take it a little piece at a time, and the memory cells are built, you know, from little cells like that, you know, teaching it little by little how to win. So your immune system is what's got to stay strong until it learns how to win on its own, and your body is built for that. You know what I mean? So like, and the reason I say do it naturally is because once you go to taking like pills and stuff like that, you can take too many. I mean, you can take, you know, it's not natural to take 2,000 milligrams or something a day. And some pills can have 2,000 milligrams. You take 3-4 of them thinking that you know what I mean? Oh, just take a lot, and you take too much a day. You know what I'm saying? Like the, So to break it down to the last little whatever, your T cells have to stay at the battle. Your T cells need your immune system to keep it in the fight. Your immune system needs you to keep it in the fight so the T cells can continue its fight. There are natural vitamins and natural nutrients that's right we can just go and get. You know, like, why does your body need almonds? Or why could almonds be a good, you know, something good for your body? Almonds, almond peanuts, you know, whatever, not peanuts, but shelled almonds, you know. Well, shelled almonds is, they carry like a vitamin E. And vitamin E, and vitamin E, things vitamin E, and it carry it's like a little fatty cell or whatever that the vitamins are able to absorb to. Like, they all can absorb to that good fat that comes from, you know, avocado or almond, a little peanut. You know, and you know, the average like grown person or whatever, then they need like a half a cup of almonds every day. A half a cup of almonds is the, you know, that's where you're supposed to keep your level at. You see what I'm saying? For your body to stay in the fight. A half a cup of almonds, 48 whole shell almonds will come up to a half a cup. And that's just to have something for the vitamins to absorb to. Now think about it, if you ain't even got nothing for the vitamins to absorb to, even if you putting the vitamins in your body, they're not being properly absorbed because you're not, you know what I mean? This is your fight. This is how you fight. You use what he gave you. He is almighty, right? Okay then, use what he give you. It just makes sense. For the second day in a row, man, I've been sitting here looking over this freaking Delta variant and thinking, like, how can your body naturally win? How can you give your body the best chance at winning? And the best chance I naturally, I think, because your body naturally, like I said in yesterday's podcast, your body naturally learns how to fight pretty much anything on its own. It just needs time to learn the fight. So like your mind, when you think of something, if you think about it hard enough, you figure it out. And that's pretty much how your body fight. And it can fight the virus. It's just how do you give your body long enough to figure out how? Yeah, man, but look, they say pretty. Say, here's another time with me when the floor is falling. You know what I mean? And like, the floor is falling again. He go another time when they say, the floor is falling. You know, but when it feels like it's out of reach, don't let it stop you from calling. Even when you can't feel your feet, don't let it stop you from crawling. And you won't meet defeat. Now, if you think about it like that, like no matter what, you think of a way out of it. Figure it out. Because it can't be figured out because it's like it was nothing created that had an end that didn't have an out. You see what I'm saying? I ain't seen it. If it had an in, it had an out. If it had an up, it had a down. If it had a left, it had a right. You see what I'm saying? It wouldn't know everything. It wouldn't grand like that. You see what I'm saying? So if you look at it, the only thing you got to do is just figure it out. No matter what it is, it can be figured out. You see what I'm saying? I thought about it. I'm like, well, All right, let's figure out this virus. Everybody should help. Like, I think when you walk outside, I think that everybody should walk outside with a can of bleach and some spray and be wiping. I mean, what y'all think? I don't get it. What you think? Because I think that everybody and anybody, if y'all care like that for real, that you would walk outside with a can of spray and a can of bleach out of the Family Dollar store with all your 17 kids, your children, and I would think that everybody would be outside wiping. Niggas would be outside with the truck spraying. You know how they spray with the mosquitoes? They spread with the mosquito. Why you worry about a West Nile? That damn thing killing thousands of people all day. But you talking about a mosquito biting your ass and you riding down the street with some spray, spraying mosquito spray, but you won't go down there spraying disinfectant. Nigga, it's supposed to be Tonka truck spraying disinfectant. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? You tell the folk go back to work. Man, you better go get some disinfectant. We about to have a disinfectant fan. Like at Six Flags. They got them fan and spray that mist and stuff, man. All that junk's supposed to be disinfectant. You can't die from no disinfectant spray. I ain't never seen nobody die from no disinfectant spray. And if you got any kind of hazardous or whatever, then don't go in the mist in the disinfectant spray. Because folks, that should be spraying all day long. Come on now. Nigga, donate. You gonna donate to something? I tell y'all what, I buy all the disinfectant spray. You know what I'm saying? Donate it. $, free buck week. You know what I'm saying? WEAT, not WHEAT. $ FREE BUCK WEAT. I buy the bleach by myself. Then you want to donate some. But let me tell you something, listen here. What we is supposed to do is be trying to work together, because it's going to take one whole mind. It ain't going to take, like, you know what I'm saying, all the little bees and all the little, it's going to take you to line up one whole mind. That's it. That's why the whole war thing, that's why everything goes to war. That's why everything is a headache. That's why everything is so strenuous. Because it ain't one whole mind. Until it all lined up to one whole mind. And then it's going to be crazy because everybody's a different DNA. Everybody's a different way of thinking. But you know what I'm saying? It's a way, like that puzzle, like that Rubik's Cube thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a way to even all that different thinking can come to one whole mind. Thinking with all those different thoughts in one way. And that'll be what a power. You know what I mean? But the way I broke my piece of the one part of my mind, the only little thought that I got, is what it gave me. You know what I'm saying? So I can help with supposed to be, you know, my part, to do my part. And I'm thinking like this, from what I've read, it seems like the T cells inside of your body are created to make memory cells from every piece of the fight that it wins. You see what I'm saying? So if that's part of the a virus that it ain't really mutated, making no noise on itself, and if the T cells learn how to beat it little bit by little bit by little bit, it end up gonna win. So the whole thing which people should be doing is changing the food group completely on what they eat. You know what I'm saying? It really ain't about protein no more. You know, you gotta always keep protein in your body to keep your muscle and stuff right. But right now, it's mostly about almond nuts, yogurt, and you know what I'm saying? What you drink, like, you know what I'm saying? You eat avocados and dark leafy greens and stuff like that for vitamin E, for the little coating, the little fat that goes around the little coating is a good fat. So the vitamins soak, you know, it absorbs the vitamins or whatever. It's able to absorb the vitamins. There's a lot of vitamins to get inside your bloodstream, stuff like that, in the way you need to go. But the, you know, you need like the, you know, the reason I say yogurt, see, and you have to also watch the label on the yogurt. The label on yogurt got like a Old Country label on the yogurt, or you can get plain yogurt or whatever, and get plain yogurt and put some almond nuts on it. You know what I mean? Yogurt is good because it, but my main thing is that, like, you know what I mean, is we'll take it straight from here.
Let's just say we're going to plan your meals to include these foods. What we want to do is keep our bodies or keep our B cells strong enough for your T cells to learn how to defeat the virus or the bad microbes, because that's what they were made for. T cells, just one of the microbes, the body will automatically create its own memory cells, remembering how to defeat that one microbe and learn from there how to fight as it comes. So, okay. So anyway, like I said, plan your meals and stuff. Like I would make me a power shake every day. Okay, a red bell pepper by itself is 127 milligrams of vitamin C, compared to like orange juice and stuff, which is only like 45 milligrams of vitamin C, right? But think about it like this: your body needs enough. You know what I'm saying? It needs enough freaking sun rays from something to keep it. You know what I mean? It's got to steadily be fed. You know, its favorite, which is vitamins. You know what I mean? All the right vitamins, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like every vitamin. Yeah, you need every vitamin, whatever, in your body every day. But these vitamins are the virus fighting, help me, you know, give me my strength. You know what I'm saying? What a water vitamins. You know what I'm saying? They're D vitamins, and these are the ones that you're supposed to, that I would consume, especially my children. Like, if you don't care about yourself, give it to your children, bro. If you don't care about yourself, at least be like, I'm going to give my children the best fight that I can give them. Not just, oh, I'm just going to do them like this because I'm doing myself like this. No, bro. Say to yourself, I'm going to give my children the best fight that I can give them, even if I don't want it for myself. Why wouldn't you do that? You see what I'm saying? Even if you don't want it for yourself, feed their immune system. You know, they can't give it to themselves. And I think if they had a choice and they knew what you know, then they would feed it to themselves. I would think they love themselves that much, and that what you would love them when they don't know how to. You know what I mean? So if I were you, I would give them a power shake every day. You know what I mean? I would put grapefruit juice in there, orange juice, tangerines, lemons, limes, clementines. That all these are like the best, like you know, for vitamin C. Okay, and I would put a red bell pepper, juice it all, and put a red bell pepper in there. Along with all of that, with a red bell pepper. You know what I mean? Oh, because your body, you know, does not produce or store none of that, as far as when it comes to those precise vitamins, naturally. Your body don't have them. You have to put that in your body. A woman by itself needs 75 milligrams, no less, every day. You know what I mean? And like, you got a 13, 14 year old boy or whatever, you know, you might as well give him 70 milligrams, you know, because his body needs 90. A grown man body or whatever needs 90. A woman needs about 75 milligrams. A grown man body needs around 90 milligrams each day. You know, I would make it a game in my house, like with the kids or whatever, you know. You know, at nighttime, we get us a shake and whatever, you know, much how, as you know, drink as much as you can, get for the little babies. Like, if you got some little baby, how, make sure they drink as much as they can. You know, I even add some broccoli to it, though. Add broccoli to it, or whatever, you know, with broccoli. You know, try to steam the broccoli, whatever, try to cook all the, you know, greens out of the body. Just make it, you make the stalk enough that you can eat. So you can keep all the nutrients in there, or whatever, you know what I mean, with the broccoli. You know what I mean, steam and juice everything. Steam all your vegetables all the time and juice all your stuff. You know what I mean? You know, any foods to keep as many nutrients. You know, you stay in the food, you're going to try to keep as many nutrients in the food as you can. Bottom line, that's just it. You know what I mean? You're going to have to do that. That just makes sense. You know, each meal, okay, what are we trying to do? Okay, is feed the B cells. Remember this now. We're trying to feed the B cells power. So it's best we come up with a weekly menu, and the weekly menu has to pertain all that I have in this section, trying to boil and vegetate. You know what I'm saying? Try boiling vegetables though, for real. At least to, you know what I would boil though? You know what I would boil? Like if I cook chicken or something like that, I would take and put a little bit water in the bottom, like, well, you know, not a little bit water, but like enough to, you know, to just fill the top, like, of the scraped chicken bones. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might think I'm crazy or whatever, but I mean scraped chicken bones. And just boil. This ain't fucking with you, Jim. You heard? Anyway, I'm sorry. Scraped chicken bones. And use it to pour over your kids' rice and your kids' mashed potatoes and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You got boil the chicken bones really, 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 really good. Like break them up and boil them really good. And then strain the juice and stuff from the chicken bone and stuff over. Or you want a little small net, little bags, look like a little mush net or something. The little smush net or something, and and boil them inside of that is what I'm trying to say, and pour it over some rice or some all your kids' mashed potatoes and stuff, because that's also good for them. Find what's natural, let your body fight, stand up for itself when no one else can. But let's think about it like this. Spinach. Spinach helps T cells because it increases the infection fighting ability of our immune system, right? Yeah, of course. You know, cooking it really light makes it easier to absorb the vitamin A and allows other nutrition to be released from an anti-nutrient. You understand? Right. Cool. Well, okay, look. So, pretty much it's saying this. Is that if you lightly cook spinach or whatever, then it's like activate the vitamins inside the spinach when it's lightly cooked, like really lightly cooked. It makes the vitamins that's in them easier to absorb. You know what I mean? Pretty much absorbs the vitamin down into the plant. You know, something like that. Well, yeah, pretty much that's what it's like that. And then it gets up in you and you get all your vitamins and stuff. And it's just spinach. Eat it. Don't get no smushed up spinach that been inside no can for no long time and try to feed that to your children. You can't do that. That ain't no good spinach, bro. That's why they getting it to you. Say, go get some spinach out of store. Did your kid, folks. What the damn ducks outside will try to pick you about messing with their children. Some ducks, man. A dog will try to get you by their children. Think about what a lion, a tiger, a bear. What's up now? Y'all wouldn't be worried about what your money coming from than your damn children now? For real? Nah, man. Come on, I'm going to keep a house over my children's head and a stain on their roof and a car for them to drive and keep a clothes on their back. What about their damn health? Their health, motherfuckers. Their health. Them clothes on their back and them shoes on their feet and the damn nothing don't matter if it's not for their health. Feel me? And the only thing it takes is just a menu. You know what I mean? Yogurt, man. Think about it. Look, yogurt. Your kids love yogurt. Yogurts. But only the ones that have live and active culture. That's the thing. See, those are the only yogurts you should feed your kids. The ones that on the label have live and active culture. It's printed on the label. It's like in Greek. It's like Greek yogurt. Or plain, or you can get plain yogurt and load. You know what I'm saying? Load it down with stuff yourself, like good nutrients and stuff yourself. You know, put honey on it. You know, put honey on the yogurt. You know, and some almonds. Honey and a almond and some real smushed up crunchy almond. Man, them kids will go through that, tearing up and helping them. You know what I'm saying? Them yogurts help. Too much acting is going on. But them yogurts help. And yogurt got good vitamin D in it. It'll help your B cells and the memory cells. You know what I mean? Because when the B cells stay healthy and it keep the memory cells going, it help the memory cells, you know what I'm saying, keep coming. Memory cells keep coming because the B cells healthy. It's going to take the B cells to be healthy enough to stay up, Kane. Stay up, Kane. Stay, you know, into the memory cells. You know what I'm saying? Remember how to keep Kane up off that flow. You know what I'm saying? Now, you think plain yogurt with some tangerines on them, some honey, some crushed up almonds, you know what I mean? You know, but remember, only the ones that have on the label live an active culture. Remember, the plain is to keep the B cells strong. That's the plan. Keep the B cells strong so the T cells can learn to defeat. You know what I mean? They were made to figure it out. Tell you, the microbes, like, they was trained to beat these microbes anyway. That's just your body. It's just a natural weapon. The body learned how to defeat it. Like, it immune to stuff, like, you know what I mean? It immune to stuff and learn how to do stuff, like, the body probably ain't nothing but the body not turned into. So all these vitamins, they're like, you know, all these vitamins, they're like putting gas in your cup. Almond, you know what I'm saying, are full of, like, it's fat, called fat-soluble vitamins. Almonds and stuff like that, like from vitamin E. It's like a good fat that, you know, absorb the other vitamins and stuff. Yeah. Like, it, a full adult needs 15 grams, like, of almonds. That's a full adult. Need 15 grams of almonds every day. You know what I'm saying? 15 grams of almonds each day, which is like 46 whole almonds, shelled almonds. Like 46 whole shell almonds, a full adult needs that. That's like a half a cup of almonds. 46 shelled whole almonds. 15 grams of almonds, like a half a cup. That's a full adult. Every day needs that. It's probably, you know what I'm saying, that'd be around like the 100% of you know, of the daily, you know what I'm saying, what's recommended daily for as far as the fat soluble things, you know what I'm saying? Soluble, I can't say it, but fat soluble, you know what I mean? Okay, so why almonds? So every day needs about a half a cup of almonds every day. That's 46 whole shell almonds, right? Put it on some yogurt or ice cream. You know what I mean? Another good thing, sunflower seeds. Make a time every day, every night, that you and the kids watch movies and eat sunflower seeds. You know what I mean? They'll love that. Now, well, let's eat some sunflower seeds. I thought we got sunflower seeds tonight. Sunflower seeds is good for you. So give them to them. You know what I mean? If you're going to give them stuff, just give them. I'm giving you stuff to give them that you can actually use that is actually healthy for them and they will like. You know what I mean? Make it fun for them now. You know, how are you going to use your vitamin C? Think about that. How do I use my vitamin E? You know, the vitamin E pretty much helped me maintain. It's a thing. Vitamin E helps you maintain your immune system, the functions of your immune system, like the way it thinks and the way your immune system, you know what I'm saying? Because it's got to think, be able to think now to create the memory cells. You know what I'm saying? So it got to be able to think if it's going to create memory cells. So the vitamin E helps your immune system be able to think. It helps you with those functions. You know what I'm saying? To not only think on, you know what I'm saying, like what's, you know, on not to overeat or not to overheat or to underheat or whatever, you know, how bright to be and how dark to be. But the vitamin E helps. Excuse me. So you use your vitamin E like that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to eat sunflower seeds, then, mix some freaking the dang on avocado, man, with the eggs. They good with the eggs and a little salt, man. Avocado and eggs. You know what I mean? Or mix, you know, some dark leafy stuff. That's good. Dark leafy. You know, dark leaves. You know, but no, I ain't gonna talk your head out there, man. It ain't what it is, but I'm telling you, keep digging with me. I'm doing everything I can, and I want everybody's kids to be safe. Keep your kids' immune system healthy. Here's my prayer. Is my living in vain? Is my crying in vain? Feel like I'm crawling through the rain. Will I see sunshine again? And will I kiss my kids again? Lord, I'm only a man, and I'm trying to understand. I need understanding.
That's crazy. But I need understanding on these worldly things. I keep asking for sunshine, and I ain't getting nothing but rain. God bless America, because in America, it's nothing but pain. These folks got all the sense, trying to slave us, preaching Dr. King. Keeping us in a rage, bruh. Trying to cage us until we go insane. But God made us tough enough to pray through this thing. How to uproot this pain. He taught us. How to understand an unruly game where the rules are so plain. See, what'll be fair to us is to create a barrier between us and the rich folks' chains. While they standing up, looking down on us from their heels, while we look like grain. And we're standing up, trying to catch up, but in fear, because we look like gangs. We're in fear, because we look like lambs. But the grave is the next best thing. And it's been going on for many a year, man. They feed you a little bit and put themselves in a position that, you know, they're getting a lot. And then when they feel like you're taking too much, they wipe some of you out, going to get a little bit of you out of the way. You know what I'm saying? We're going to knock these little 100,000 million folks off right here, so we'll be able to eat, because the global warming jump finna come up. These niggas need to go. You know what I'm saying? Let's knock these off. We'll see how many we can knock off. Like, fam, we'll fix it. We already got the stuff to fix it, but we're going to knock some of them off so we can keep eating. There's kingdoms, man. And it ain't stopped. And it's like kingdom force you to be a part of. These folks say, oh, you got a feather, you can't get no passport. Passport, you gonna say and tell me I can't leave this motherfucker? When I wanna get away from here, I wanna get the hell away from here. Yeah, you talking about someone, oh, you a fugitive of the law if you leave. Nigga, what? How you gonna do that? You can't do that. You can't make nobody, you know what I'm saying? Ain't your slave. Fugitive for what? I ain't did nothing to you. I'm getting the hell on. This ain't your country. I'm gonna never from your country. That's a different story. You know, this is my kingdom, my country. Okay, cool. All right, and peace. Then let me go. You don't want me in your country no more. Then just let me go out your country. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you did something wrong in the country. Well, put me out the country. You know what I'm saying? Don't lock me in no building. Make me leave the country. You see what I'm saying? But nah, that's too much. Like, nah, we need them. They slave them. We got to feed them. You don't want to feed a nigga. Tell them to get out your country. See, you don't want nobody to go build up nowhere else. You want to go build up other folk countries, make them country. They're all pretty, so you want to keep us in here. So you can say, oh, we feed them. We give them pills. We helping them. Give us this money. And that's always surviving. That ain't right. Put us out the country. If you don't like us, don't put them boys in jail. Take them out of jail and put them out the country. Let them live their life. You know what I mean? They'll find a good life somewhere. They just didn't find them in your country. So let them go find one somewhere else in another country. Not trap them in your country for years and years, putting them boys in jail when they little kids and they couldn't find no good route in your country. Then you want to put them in jail for 20, 30 years and make them stay in your country. Nah, hell nah. That ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Tell them they got to leave your country. Give them that option. That should be an option on every chart. You should go to jail in this country or you can leave our country. That should be an option on every plate. Every choice should have an option. That should be in every Supreme Court. That should be in every court. That option. You either stay here in our country and sit in jail for years or you can leave our country today for those years. Before you retire. And you survive elsewhere. Now that makes sense. Why the boys got to be slaves inside the buildings like that? You locking the boys up in the buildings, trapping them in there 30, 100 at a time. 100 people in the room at a time. Ain't nobody watching. They're not scrapping and fighting and doing this, that, because they can't find no way in your country. You know what I'm saying? Because they couldn't find no way in your country. They didn't know what to do in your country. Let them go to another country. Tell them, be like, yeah, okay, well, look, this is on the plate. You can get out of my country today and stay out of here for 30 years. Don't come back to my country for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Or you can go sit inside the jail in my country for 30 years. Now, if you really was trying to, you know what I'm saying, to you say, I don't want this and that. What happens to other countries ain't your business. You see what I'm saying? And once they're out of the country, they're no longer a U.S. citizen for however many years that you served them. But locking them folks inside a building is not, that's slavery, man. That's involuntary damn servitude. And then not only that, the pandemic that's been going on, the people ain't getting no oranges inside of jails and the prison. They ain't getting no oranges. They ain't getting no, they're not getting, you know what I'm saying, the proper vitamin C and A, like, you know what I'm saying, bell peppers and stuff like that. They're not drinking healthy and stuff like that. They're drinking slop Kool-Aid inside of them. They ain't drinking no healthy orange juice and stuff like that. They get a milk or something, you know what I'm saying, in the morning time. So, like, them folks ain't drinking healthy. Ain't nothing healthy on their trays, rice and crap like that. Ain't nothing healthy about that. You know what I'm saying? Not as far as, like, your body don't naturally produce vitamin C. You have to get them people vitamin C. That just makes sense. They have to have vitamin C. You know what I'm saying? They're like their families. You know what I'm saying? People in the free, you know what I'm saying? You know, that there's not under their involuntary servitude is free to go get oranges and stuff. You see what I'm saying? But it's involuntarily. You're stopping them, you know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying, the folks are being stopped from getting their proper vitamins as they want every day. They're supposed to get them vitamins. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, you know what I'm saying? That, I mean, that helps everything. And then pills don't do the vitamin thing. You can't get nobody no pill vitamins. They need natural vitamins like that. And if you can't give them people in their natural vitamins like that, then you need to come up with a way that you can. Because they have to be offered those natural vitamins. That's just the bottom line. Those natural vitamins is essential to them living, not just some shot. You know what I'm saying? Your T-cells have to have those vitamins in order to keep fighting. It can't depend on some shot. You know what I'm saying? Your body can't fully depend on something immune. It needs those vitamins in order to continue for your T-cells to have enough energy to fight. Because you know what I'm saying? And for your B-cells to be enough, to have enough, you know what I'm saying, energy. And you know what I'm saying? Those pecans and stuff like that for your, for you know what I'm saying, for the vitamins and stuff to seep into. You know what I'm saying? For the resorb or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Those different drinks or whatever, clementines and tangerines and grapefruits and oranges and, you know, bell peppers, the red bell peppers and, you know, onions and stuff like that is essential to people's health, man. Dark leafy greens, stuff like that, not just a shot. You have to give them that. You can't trap them in no building and don't give them that. They trapped in a building, they can't get it to themselves. You have to go give it to them, dude. Straight up.
Is my praise in vain? Is my living in vain? Is my crying in vain? Feel like I'm crawling through the rain. Will I see sunshine again? And will I kiss my kids again? Lord, I'm only a man. And I'm trying to understand. I need understanding.
That's crazy. But I need understanding on these worldly things. I keep asking for sunshine, and I ain't getting nothing but rain. God bless America, because in America, it's nothing but pain. These folks got all the sense, trying to slave us, preaching Dr. King. Keeping us in a rage, bruh. Trying to cage us until we go insane. God made us tough enough to pray through this thing. How to uproot this pain, he taught us. How to understand an unruly game. Where the rules are so plain. See, what'll be fair to us is to create a barrier between us and the rich folks' chains. While they standing up, looking down on us from their heels while we look like grain. And we're standing up, trying to catch up, but in fear because we look like gangs. We're in fear because we look like lambs. But the grave is the next best thing. And it's been going on for many a year, man. They feed you a little bit and put themselves in a position that, you know, they're getting a lot. And then when they feel like you're taking too much, they wipe some of you out. Going to get a little bit of you out of the way. You know what I'm saying? We're going to knock these little 100,000 million folks off right here so we'll be able to eat. because the global warming jump from the come up, these niggas need to go. You know what I'm saying? Let's knock these off. We'll see how many we can knock off. Like, hey, we'll fix it. We already got the stuff to fix it, but we're going to knock some of them off so we can keep eating. There's kingdoms, man. And it ain't stopped. And it's like kingdom force you to be a part of. These folks say, oh, you got a federal, you can't get no passport. A passport, you gonna say and tell me I can't leave this motherfucker? When I wanna get away from here, I wanna get the hell away from here. Hey, you talking about someone, oh, you a fugitive of the law if you leave. Nigga, what? How you gonna do that? You can't do that. You can't make nobody, you know what I'm saying? Ain't your slave. Fugitive for what? I ain't did nothing to you. I'm getting the hell on. This ain't even your country. I'm gonna never from your country. That's a different story. You know, this is my kingdom, my country. Okay, cool. All right, and peace. Then let me go. You don't want me in your country no more. Then just let me go out your country. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you did something wrong in the country. Well, put me out the country. You know what I'm saying? Don't lock me in no building. Make me leave the country. You see what I'm saying? But nah, that's too much. Like, nah, we need them. They slave them. We got to feed them. You don't want to feed a nigga. Tell them to get out your country. See, you don't want nobody to go build up nowhere else. You want to go build up other folk countries, make them country. They're all pretty, so you want to keep us in here. So you can say, oh, we feed them. We give them pills. We helping them. Give us this money. And that's the only way you survive. That ain't right. Put us out the country. If you don't like us, don't put them boys in jail. Take them out of jail. Put them out the country. Let them live their life. You know what I mean? They'll find a good life somewhere. They just didn't find now in your country. So let them go find one somewhere else in another country. Not trap them in your country for years and years, putting them boys in jail when they little kids and they couldn't find no good route in your country. Then you want to put them in jail for 20, 30 years and make them stay in your country. Nah, hell no. Nah, that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Tell them they got to leave your country. Give them that option. That should be an option on every choice. You should go to jail in this country or you can leave our country. That should be an option on every plate. Every choice you have an option. That should be in every Supreme Court. That should be in every court. That option. You either stay here in our country and sit in jail for years or you can leave our country today for those years. Before you return. And you survive elsewhere. Now that makes sense. Why the boys got to be slaves inside the buildings like that? You locking the boys up in the buildings, trapping them in there 30, 40, 100 at a time. 100 people in the room at a time. Ain't nobody watching. They're not scrapping and fighting and doing this, that, because they can't find no way in your country. You know what I'm saying? Because they couldn't find no way in your country. They didn't know what to do in your country. Let them go to another country. Tell them, be like, yeah, okay, well, look, this is on the plate. You can get out of my country today and stay out of here for 30 years. Don't come back to my country for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Or you can go sit inside the jail in my country for 30 years. Now, if you really was trying to, you know what I'm saying, to you say, I don't want this and that. What happens to other countries ain't your business. You see what I'm saying? And once they're out of the country, they're no longer a U.S. citizen for however many years that you served them. But locking them folks inside a building is not, that's slavery, man. That's involuntary damn servitude. And then not only that, the pandemic that's been going on, the people ain't getting no oranges inside of jails and the prison. They ain't getting no oranges. They ain't getting no, they not getting, you know what I'm saying, the proper vitamin C and A, like, you know what I'm saying, bell peppers and stuff like that. They're not drinking healthy and stuff like that. They're drinking slop Kool-Aid inside of them. They ain't drinking no healthy orange juice and stuff like that. They get a milk or something, you know what I'm saying, in the morning time. So, like, them folks ain't drinking healthy. Ain't nothing healthy on their trays, rice and crap like that. Ain't nothing healthy about that. You know what I'm saying? Not as far as, like, your body don't naturally produce vitamin C. You have to get them people vitamin C. That just makes sense. They have to have vitamin C. You know what I'm saying? It's like their families. You know what I'm saying? People in the free, you know what I'm saying? You know, that there's not under their involuntary servitude is free to go get oranges and stuff. You see what I'm saying? But it's involuntarily. You stopping them, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The folks are being stopped from getting their proper vitamins as they want every day. They supposed to get them vitamins. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, you know what I'm saying? That, I mean, that helps everything. And then pills don't do the vitamin thing. You can't get nobody no pill vitamins. They need natural vitamins like that. And if you can't give them people in their natural vitamins like that, then you need to come up with a way that you can. Because they have to be offered those natural vitamins. That's just the bottom line. Those natural vitamins is essential to them living, not just some shot. You know what I'm saying? Your T-cells have to have those vitamins in order to keep fighting. It can't depend on some shot. You know what I'm saying? Your body can't fully depend on something immune. It needs those vitamins in order to continue for your T-cells to have enough energy to fight. Because, you know what I'm saying? And for your B-cells to be enough, to have enough, you know what I'm saying, energy. And, you know what I'm saying, those pecans and stuff like that for your, for you know what I'm saying, for the vitamins and stuff to seep into. You know what I'm saying, for the resorb or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Those different drinks or whatever, clementines and tangerines and grapefruits and oranges and, you know, bell peppers, the red bell peppers and, you know, onions and stuff like that is essential to people's health, man. Dark leafy greens, stuff like that, not just a shot. You have to give them that. You can't trap them in no building and don't give them that. They trapped in a building, they can't get it to themselves. You have to go give it to them, dude. Straight up.
I just can't get a break. Here's another day. I'm trying to find my way. But it's the pounds coming from deep without. And doesn't sound suffocating like waters around. Without no legs participating, I'm touching the ground. And then my mind gets the space and my sky is in town. I need patience, humble myself from fading. Somehow my body starts buzzing like she operating. Seeing pictures of us hugging in my imagination. It wasn't just my imagination. I know everybody. I felt what I felt before. I know everybody, and I felt what I felt before. When you've been with somebody, and then, you know, for all you know that y'all in love, it's like, oh, I love you every day. I love you no matter what. I'll never do anything. I'll never turn my back on you. No matter what, it's just us. It's just us. It's just us. So, it's a mind thing, or is it a heart game, or just a heart game to play? Folk do stuff the way they want to do it, and then try to hurt you anyway. Why constantly hurt me every day? You said you was family. How you turn the other way? I saw a song one day. Baby, stay. Don't let love get away. These walls are starting to fall. Help me pray. Why don't you help me pray? These walls are starting to fall. Help me pray. They falling, like so your energy. If that was all your energy, then I love your energy. Shit, no life, no destiny, nah. Not between you and me. Fights between you and me. Fucked up those fantasies.
And it was because of this person, man, that I just love so much. You know, you just love somebody, man, you really just like, damn, you be mad at yourself already for doing anything because you really do love them. So you be already mad at yourself for hurting them or disappointing them and all that stupid shit. Wow. But you done it, though. And you don't understand what happened or why. Is it blank out spells? What the fuck is it? Because you know you love this person. You know you love this person. You know this person is your family. Like, not even a question. You know what I'm saying? This person is your family. And you don't want to hurt them. But then they start trying to hurt you back because you hurt them. As a man, I've been trying so hard not to be put down or brought down under another man's plan. Close my ears to the sonic sounds of this demonic trance that I've been under. Trying to mortify myself until I have thoughts of thunder. I ponder on thoughts of the past. Never had dad, I had uncle. Never could stay sad because of grandmama. Didn't have much cash but held fast and didn't go under. Used to wonder how she prayed like that. Tongue didn't stumble. Used to wonder where you get faith like that. And I still wonder. Disorientated from jet lag, how my Christianity past had tiptoed past from praying and checks to money hunger. I looked over facts and held back at times I stumbled. At the times that I stumbled, I thank God it didn't take me under, asunder, because they heard about God, but didn't worry about God. So still to this day, they let us see how they play. Let us pray. You know, the reason I follow the structure and the submissive way of, you know, of following or submitting myself pretty much is because I want him to know that if nothing else, I think to fear him. Not like he want me to be scared of him, but I know that I'm not him. I know my thoughts are not like his and my ways are not like his. And I know that I'm trying to find a way to, you know, to offer my thanks 5 times a day. If nothing else. And then get me a do-eye at the end of the night with one rakah, then split it up to 3, but one rakah, then 2 rakah next. But yeah, man, people, you know, I don't think that people, I think people do it because they, because you gotta really want to hurt somebody. You know somebody will love you like that. And you got their children and then y'all just, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just like really messing with each other. Y'all love each other for real. Like it was there. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as you get out of folk face, how in the hell, where it go? I mean, what the fuck do it go? I don't get it. How do it go anywhere? You know what I'm saying? How do it go anywhere? I don't get how it can even go nowhere. I guess I'm built different as a fool. Because anyone here, you can look at my phone, I don't love you. What the fuck that about me? Where they go? When? Stop. I've been stopped. Oh man.
Take me away. Oh, take me away. Say love don't come easy.